The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. The Bible says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." Have you considered God's creation, how vast it is, how intricately it works? The sun is 93 million miles from the earth. If you counted to a million, taking no eating, sleeping, or bathroom breaks, it would take you 23 days. If you could count to 93 million, it would take you 7 years. And yet our sun is the closest star to us. How vast is God's creation? And yet God says, "Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" How awesome is God, our Creator? But being so vast doesn't keep God from being precise in His creation. We set our clocks and navigate the earth by the movements of the stars. How great God is! So, who would explain all this vast, intricately precise creation by a Big Bang, by evolution, or by millions of years? No honest-hearted thinking individual would. The fact that God is Creator gives us worth. If He is that powerful and that precise, to be associated with Him would elevate us as mankind to the very highest possible position. Because we're made in His image. The Bible says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion." It also says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." Not only are we important by our association with God, but we are made in the very image of God. This is what gives to you and me value. We're made in His image. But not only did God create us in His image, He gifted us with His abilities. Romans 12 tells of abilities He's deposited in each one of us. These abilities are designed to enable us to carry on the vocation to which He calls us in this world. These gifts are why an engineer can design a bridge, or a singer can sing, or a mother can love her children. These gifts are why a father can teach his children how to live life in this world. God equips those He creates so we can become what He made us to become. But not only are there natural abilities which God has deposited within us, He so constructed us that we could actually have Him come to live within us and release His life through those abilities. This is what the Bible means when it declares, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." When we allow Jesus Christ to come into us and take up residence within us, He is able to live His life through the abilities which He's released into us. This means our actions will be full of the life of God instead of ourselves. Other people will be blessed by our abilities because of His life flowing through us. Instead of our pride spreading death through our abilities, through His humility in us, His life touches others at the point of their real need. Thus, He gets to reveal Himself through us in this world. He gets shown to the world, and we get blessed beyond measure by being a vessel of His life. This is what the Apostle Paul described when he wrote, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." All this is made possible by Jesus' sacrifice at the cross. He took our rebellion into Himself so we could be released from the sin we committed in the Garden of Eden. Because He's brought us to God by His death and resurrection, we can become a vessel of God's life. Will you receive Him as your Lord? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries.